Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Back with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Daily Program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Disability Service. Have you saying Yana Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. You can talk also online in regarding the Facebook page, BBM 98.7 FM. Don't forget our text as well, 0457140550. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yana Strong, you mob? Going to jump straight in. Mob want to see mob. First Nation clinics priority for many young Indigenous Australians. Cultural connections and positive healthcare experiences are high value to young Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Australians when deciding to access healthcare. A UQ-led study examined factors supporting or hindering young Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people from accessing primary health healthcare services, finding many participants preferred Aboriginal providers where they can be themselves. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Stephen Harfield, UQ's Post Centre for Indigenous Health Senior Research Fellow, and we have Stephen on the line. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. Good, thanks, yourself.
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Stephen, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Stephen.
Yeah, so I'm Stephen Harfield. I'm a Nirunga Ngunnawal man from Adelaide, South Australia.
Okay, beautiful. Big shout out to you, mob. And regarding our topic here, well, you cannot beat black on black. That's what we're talking about, aren't we, Stephen?
Definitely.
So mob want to see mob, First Nation clinics priority for many young Indigenous Australians. So tell us about what we're doing to work in this space and, an opportunity to promote and advertise for young First Nation people to work in the industry in regarding health and working with their mob, you would say.
Yeah, so I'm just work as part of a PhD I conducted over the last couple of years where we spoke to young people to find out what were some of the issues and concerns for them in regards to accessing primary healthcare services.
Yep.
And so this particular study looked at, what could be done to improve services to make them more accessible and youth-friendly for our young people. The study highlighted, that young people wanted to see and access Aboriginal medical services are community controlled sector, and so it's really important that we facilitate them to be able to do so.
Well, it's very sad, but here we are, 21st century, but it still can be a bit daunting for our mob dealing with non-Indigenous people in the health space. And look, that's the best ingredient regarding communication, regarding engagement, is black on black. So you could say it goes without saying, Stephen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think our young people want to see our own people within the health service. Well, unfortunately, even still today, our people still experience discrimination and racism when they do access services. So it's really important that we provide culturally safe, holistic and welcoming services that are accessible for all of our community, but particularly for our young people who are at that important stage where they're learning to become a bit more independent, learning about their own health and well-being. So
yes.
It's really important that we support them through this important period.
And regarding the employment space, what can we do in regarding promoting this space? Do you need tertiary education in just to be a health worker, or do they have to go further education after high school? Would you know this information, Stephen, please?
Yeah. So it's really important that we do increase the number of our young people wanting to, a career in the health sector, whether that's as a healthcare professional, as a health worker, nurse, doctor, or some other kind of position. It's really important that young people, are engaged in that space. So, university is one possibility, but also, our community control sector is really good at developing and providing training for our for Aboriginal health workers and practitioners. So that's another option for our community as well.
And even if you haven't got the so-called qualifications, the fact that you send in your resume, apply for a job, go for the interview, and from there you can crawl before you walk, so to speak. While you're on the job, you're getting paid, you can look further into the industry and work out which way you want to go. And you would find probably the organisation they're working for would be in support of their vision.
Definitely. I think that's one of the great things about the community controlled sector is that, you know, it's about empowering our local communities to be engaged and to provide opportunities for people to, you know, such as employment, to really benefit the broader community.
And with this information you found in regarding what we all knew as First Nation people, can't beat black on black, mob want to see mob, this information, do you take it further from UQ to health ministers, so to speak, so they can sort of invest in this space? If that's the case, money's a tool. We need more investments in this space.
Yeah, so definitely. So this study is part of a broader study, as I said, it was part of my PhD, which looked at strengthening primary healthcare for African Torres Strait Islander young people. And so we're definitely working with the health services that were involved in the study and to kind of relay and translate that knowledge back. But there'll be some additional work that will happen as well in terms of developing up some evidence briefs for governments to kind of take on this this evidence and knowledge as well.
Exactly. Stephen Harfield, good yarning with you, my brother. Thank you for the yarn. All the best to your team. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Thank you, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
A beautiful yarn there. Stephen Harfield, his name is, a UQ's Post Centre for Indigenous Health Senior Research Fellow. And, it goes without saying, us mob know that. Mob want to see more mob in regarding First Nation clinics priority for young Indigenous Australians. You cannot beat that ingredient, black on black, when you're talking about all facets, whether you're talking about education, whether you're talking about employment, when you're talking about the social expense, the cultural expense, black on black. So there it is. Coming from tertiary education in regard to that space, in the health space. So government, yes, invest in Indigenous health by investing in more opportunities to employ more First Nation people to work in this space. And that in itself is not an expense, that is investment. So there is, and that helps in regard to closing the gap. Have your say. What's your thoughts here on your daily program, National Talk Black? Yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM, Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn up strong. National Talk Black.
This is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Custodians. Aboriginal people across the land. Don't forget what we're fighting for. They took us away from family, set us up.
Hey, mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you. want to drink some coconut, if you want to drink some coconut, come to my home. Come to my home called coconut. If you want to drink some coconut, if you want to drink some coconut,
fairy tale when you live in hell. Trust me, that's a story I know very well. Bad weather, no umbrella, it gets better. Seen it with my own eyes, Money and job, you ain't got one. How you gon' raise my godson? Adoption, I know that's not an option. Your baby mama watching other girls and their husbands, they whip cribs and kids. That's how.
Yeah, that's Better Days there, Baker Boy, featuring Dallas Woods and Sampa here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidindi country, BBM, Bummerbury Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Disability Service. The new pathways to grow First Nation leadership. A major new investment in First Peoples Leading will expand opportunities for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders across Australia. The funding will strengthen culturally grounded leadership programs, making them more accessible and equipping more First Nation people with the skills, confidence, connections to drive positive change in their communities and workplace. Paul Ramsey Foundation, PRF, will support First Peoples Leading with a $780,000 grant over 3 years to enable scholarships for its First Nation design and delivered leadership programs, supporting participants join a growing network of First Nation leaders creating positive change across sectors. Look, fantastic. We're going to catch up a yarn and talk to Ben Ballard, our First Peoples Leading Chief Executive Officer, in regard to this beautiful space. On the line, Ben, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Ben, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from, Ben?
Yeah, g'day, everyone. I'm Ben Ballard. I'm a Wirrupai man from down the mid-north coast of New South Wales.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, in between Taree and Port Macquarie.
Lovely. Beautiful area. And big shout-out to your mob, and thank you very much. Look, fantastic. Pathways to grow First Nation leadership. And it's a good investment, you could say. And a big shout-out to the foundation, Paul Ramsey Foundation, supporting a $780,000 grant over 3 years. Money's a tool, and tool being used wisely, I would say.
Yeah, no, we're really fortunate for, you know, an organisation like Paul Ramsey Foundation to identify us as being, you know, one of the leaders in this sort of space, and to invest in us so we can do more.
So the grant will support First Nation people all over career stages. Just tell us about the journey as such, and which areas or which industries, or paint that picture, please, Ben.
Yeah, no worries. Well, we do provide for all organisations. We're looking, obviously, at First Nations leadership, but we sort of support people from the, you know, very early stages of their journey into leadership, even in their first roles in an organisation, right through to our more senior people. So, you know, myself and a couple of our founding directors have all been senior public servants. Jason Arthur was head of Aboriginal Affairs in New South Wales for a number of years, and David Major has had some roles in senior executive roles in both Victoria and New South Wales. I came out of education in New South Wales. And, yeah, we sort of come to this place. Jason and David first kicked it off as part of their other organisation, Theriwiri, and they kicked off First Peoples Leading after recognising that you know, a lot of the work they were doing with organisations really needed strong leaders, and that wasn't always available to our First Nations people. And recognising that, you know, they
a gap we have to close
themselves.
Yes, I'm just saying, a gap we have to close, Ben, in more ways than one.
Yeah, and it's really about mob doing it for mob too. So you know, we've been through executive programs over the life of our careers, and it's, you know, it's always delivered by, you know, someone from outside, and always the basic sort of stuff. But, you know, it's hard when you're looking to somebody who's not sort of been through what you've been through, is not, you know, mob and doesn't know what it's like to be mob, to tell you what it's like to be in that space. And for us, it's, you know, giving back to community and being able to say, look, this is what it's like. This is how you, how you do things. And this is how you stay true to yourself, true to your family, true to your community. And, you know, delivering on your goals as a leader or in your organisation. So we really want to see people thrive in that space. And, you know, we do that through our Next Gen program, which is like our early career, to our Impact, which is our people managers, and our Change Makers, which is a longer program. And it's for our senior executive that, you know, basically sharing those really, you know, important work that everybody gets, but then sharing it from our perspective as First Nations leaders.
For these, the availability of the grant, $780,000, over the next 3 years, who can apply and how can they apply, please, Ben?
Yeah, best way to apply is to go to the website. It's firstpeoplesleading.com.au, and then all the information's on that site. We're covering 85% of our program costs, so with the organisation or the individual covering the remaining 15%. Need to be Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. You can be self-employed or studying and working, as long as it's for an Aboriginal community-controlled organisation or a First Nations-led, not-for-profit, First Nations-owned business, you know, owned and operated business, that's all fine.
Yep.
We deliver our programs online and in person, and we do them, you know, throughout the year. There's three or four programs for Next Gen. There's the same for Impact, and then we have one or two Changemakers programs every year. At the moment, we've been primarily doing the face-to-face in Sydney, but like I said, we're expanding next year with these scholarships to be able to deliver some of these more face-to-face. And we do it for organisations as well. So just recently we did one this week, actually, with an organisation in New South Wales, where they, as an organisation, came together and put some of their staff through it, but also some of the people that they work with, some of the clients. And, and they supported their clients as well. So, yeah, that's the sort of things we, the way we do it.
And look, it's fantastic, and you're creating leaders, you know, for our people, for our young ones, and then the leadership goes, stays within them, and as they grow, the leadership grows, expansion opportunities come forward, and we are creating true go-getters, you could say, in many ways, Ben.
100%. We're, you know, we always think that leaders, leadership is about developing more leaders.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to, you know, grow great leaders in our communities, but we want them to grow the next generation of leaders, and that becoming a, you know, a bit of a pipeline for people.
Exactly.
We would love to see our people leading organisations that naturally haven't had First Nations people leading them, but also, you know, us doing, you know, a great job in the organisations we are in. So, yeah,
exactly.
It's a,
beautiful.
It's a great opportunity.
Hey, look, good yarning with you. Thank you so very much. Once again, that web page, people can check it out, please, Ben.
Yeah, First Peoples Leading.
firstpeoplesleading.com.au firstpeoplesleading.com.au.
Thank you very much for having
Ben,
us on the
no,
program.
Thank you. You take care. All the best to your team. We'll yarn soon, my friend. Thanks, Ben.
Good on you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
a deadly yarn there. Ben Ballard, his name is, First Peoples leading chief executive officer, and talking about this fantastic space, new pathways to grow First Nations leadership. So do check it out online, firstpeoplesleading.com.au, and suss out the opportunity for grant applications and getting in the position. And the old saying, you don't have to be sick to get better. Every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. That's the attitude you got to have, your mob, striving to become the best you that you can be. Have your say in Yanup Strong. Add to the conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And that daily number here is 1-800-422-416. You are Yanup with the Bully One. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. That number again, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brothers as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yanup Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Queensland's weather can be unpredictable, and it doesn't plan before it strikes. It won't ask if you have a plan B for kindy pickup, or if your neighbour can check on the dogs. It won't ask if your elderly mum has enough medication, or if your family photos are safe. And it won't ask if your family is ready. Weather doesn't plan, but you can. Search Get Ready Queensland and make your emergency plan online today. Spoken by Jonathan Thurston. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases.
I wanted to keep my family strong and safe.
Vaccination is one of the simplest ways to keep myself and my family strong and healthy. Protect yourself and your family. Drop into the Wootropperin Health Service free pop-up clinic this Wednesday, Coral Cay Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in, 9 a.m, 12 noon. Check out Wootropperin's Facebook for more details.
Station sponsor.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Maka Ran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Glen Ready, Bakir Gay, Das Meli, Aumuriske. Glen Ready, Bakir Gay, Das Meli, Aumuriske. Lem ready au bakirge dasmeli au muriske. Lem ready au bakirge dasmeli au muriske. Tabakeslewa this one my play. Tabakeslewa this one my play.
Money sitting on a big stone, let me look a long way. Money sitting on a big stone,
that's really our worries gay.
Money sitting on a big stone, let me look a long way. Money sitting on a big stone,
that's really our worries gay. Tabakeslewa, 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 it's on my plate. Tabakeslewa, Tabakeslewa, it's on my plate.
Lem ready au bakirge, das meli au muriske.
Lem ready au bakirge,
das meli au muriske.
Lem ready au bakirge, das meli au muriske. Tabakeslewa. Tabakeslewa, it's on my plate. Tabakeslewa, 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 it's on my plate. Tabakeslewa,
Manya, sit down.
Dasmili.
Tabake slewa.
Lemredi au bakirge. Dasmili au muriske. Lemredi au bakirge. Dasmili au muriske. Lemredi au bakirge. Dasmili au muriske. Tabake sle.
Tag Mauki Mauki Teter Mauki Mauki Adleged Mimika.
If your burden's too heavy, that is gonna break you, and you might go crashing to the ground. Keep yourself steady and don't let it take you on down, take you on down.
Well, I'm here beside you. Don't you forget it. I'm with you walking down this road. Give up what's inside you. You won't regret it. Together we can lighten this load.
I wanted to disappear out of sight. You wouldn't let me. You were so stubborn. You brought me out of that dark night.
Yeah, We Won't Cry with Paul Kelly and Uncle Archie Roach here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here on the Deadly National Talk Black program. Across the nation, thanks to NERS and voice fair people do utilise it. Look at our headline news. What we've got going here is the skynews.com.au. Queensland Indigenous Affairs Minister Fiona Simpson faces intense grilling over voice by stealth proposal. The Queensland Minister for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Partnership, Fiona Simpson, has faced intense on-drilling from Sky News host over the state government's continuous new accord with Indigenous councils, which some claims is a voice by stealth. On Monday, the Queensland government signed an accord with the state's 17 First Nation councils to provide them with the direct access to cabinet and allow Indigenous mayors to meet with ministers once a year to discuss major issues facing their local communities. The proposal has been compared by some of the controversial voice to Parliament referendum, with the Cat Australian Party labelling the voice by a voice by stealth. Others have hailed the scheme as significant and long overdue, with some Indigenous mayors in Queensland stating that the policy would be more impactful than the Mabo land rights decision. So on Monday, the Queensland government signed an accord with the state's 17 First Nation councils to provide them with direct access to cabinet. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli found himself in hot water after he avoided mentioning the policy during his address to the Local Government Association of Queensland on the Gold Coast on Wednesday. Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnership Fiona Simpson rejected claims the special accord was a rehash of the voice, instead of insisting the plan was to complete opposite. It's a complete opposite of the voice. It's completely not like that. What we are doing is working with democratically elected local councils, local mayors, and the democratically elected state government, she told Sky News host James McPherson. It's about practical consultation at the grassroots with people who are on the ground as elected officials and delivering for their local communities. To be quite clear, no new body, no changes to the constitution. These are elected officials. It's about getting tangible, practical outcomes in local communities. Queensland Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships, Fiona Simpson, has faced intense on grilling with Sky News hosts over the state government's continuous new accord with Indigenous Council Liam Canton. So there it is. Have your say in Yana Strong. Maybe you can talk about that space there. We have about 9 minutes left here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And that deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Hollywood!
Oh!
Osari!
He!
Isara!
Toli man toi toi.
So sorry. Toli man toi toi. So sorry. Toli man toi toi. So sorry. Toli man toi toi. So sorry. Tangari ese. So sorry. Tangari ese. So sorry. Tangari ese. So sorry. Money in the force, so sorry, sorry.
Tamilangi se, Tamilangi se, Tamilangi se.
said, Tamilangi said, Tamila, Tamilangi said, Holy boy. So sorry, tangari ese, so sorry, tangari ese, so sorry, tangari ese, mani ene po, so sorry, sorry. Tamilangi said, 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 Tamilangi said.
All those forgotten years, Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendaba bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Yeah, you play listen. It's come to time where Trinity Trev signs off. Thank you for your company, mob. We've got the news coming up very soon. Listen for that. National Digital Radio Service. Big shout out. Thank you very much.